The spread of COVID-19 forced colleges across the country to close their campuses this spring. Now, many are looking at whether to open back up this fall or to consider an alternative strategy. As Robbie Feinberg reports, their choices could have a major financial impact.
This should be the time of year when colleges and universities in Maine are preparing for graduation ceremonies. But the focus for many is now on September.
We're going to operate on the assumption that we're going to be open, but we're not going to be so naive as to not plan for the possibility should we not be able to be.
University of New England President James Herbert says the decision on whether to resume in-person classes or continue teaching online will be based on factors such as the trajectory of the virus and the availability of tests, which have been difficult to access so far. And Herbert says classes, dining halls, and dorms will all need to be reconfigured.
For example, if we do bring students back to campus, it's very likely that we will have to institute some kind of social distancing protocols. And so we have to think through all of that. What would that mean for our dining services and for the dormitories and for the classrooms and for athletics and just all of the myriad activities that students engage in? And so we really need to think through all those contingency plans. We also need to think through what happens if a student tests positive. So we need to have testing in place, of course, and contact tracing. And if a student's positive or presumptive positive, we'll have to isolate them.
Other schools are also redesigning their classes to prepare for any scenario that could arise. Darren Collins, the president of Bar Harbor's College of the Atlantic, says with students from 55 countries and more than 40 states, travel restrictions may limit who can even get there.
One of the contingency plans that we're working on is how would we deliver a hybrid program where some cohort of the student body is on campus and some cohort isn't. And again, across the spectrum of courses, that is a lot easier to do in some cases and a lot more difficult to do in others.
But some colleges are more skeptical of continuing with online learning if campuses can't open in the fall. Colby College President David Green says his institution is built on in-person interpersonal relationships, which is why he'd likely recommend that if in-person classes can't begin in the fall, he'd want to delay the semester and instead start classes as late as January, then extend the school year into next summer instead of having to go online.
And so we're really trying to focus on those two things about how we have that great classroom environment, but how we have that full experience that enriches that environment and allows our students to really thrive. And we would rather wait to allow that to happen than to be in a position where we're offering online courses for an extended period of time.
And if colleges can't open in the fall, the loss of revenue could have a big effect on their finances.
There is no question it would hurt.
Lori LeChance, the president of Thomas College in Waterville, says her school feels optimistic about its finances right now, particularly because it was able to receive a loan from the federal government's Payroll Protection Program, along with other federal funds for higher education. But she says the loss of room and board revenue this fall could cost the school more than $2 million.
But that's why the hope is if we as the community of Maine do all the things we're supposed to be doing and seem to be doing quite well right now to bend this curve, it will hopefully give us the optimal opportunity to, if not come back in a normal format, then at least only have to suffer a delay instead of a total loss of a semester of living on campus.
Bates College in Lewiston estimates that even with help from the federal government, it's lost at least $1.5 million so far due to the pandemic, and will likely spend up to $6 million more to provide additional financial aid in the fall. Like many colleges across the state, the school has instituted a freeze on hiring. But some schools see an opportunity in the situation. The University of Maine system is offering in-state tuition rates to any U.S. college student displaced because of a closure related to COVID-19. And the University of Southern Maine is offering one-time scholarships to college students from Maine who attend school out of state and may want to come back home because of concerns about COVID-19. Jared Cash is USM's Vice President of Enrollment Management and Marketing.
And I thought this could be a really great offer that we make for these families in a time where they're looking to perhaps consider an option where it feels more safe, feels closer to home, where they have a little more control over where they are and how far they are from their families.
But the UMaine system is also facing its own financial challenges. Chancellor Daniel Malloy estimates the loss of at least $30 million because of COVID-19. The system is hoping that the federal government will eventually help make up some of that shortfall. But there's no legislation immediately on the horizon to address the problem. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.